The Calling of a Witness by Maria Fontaine.
Dear family, I love you very much. You're each dear to my heart and daily in my prayers. I love to come before the Lord for you to ask for His blessing, anointing, and power as you do your part to go out into the highways and the byways and compel them to come in to the kingdom of God. God bless you for being faithful witnesses these many years. As the scripture says, He's not ashamed to be called your God because you've been faithful to follow Him. You've been willing to reach people wherever you find yourself because of your love for Him and your love for the lost. And the Lord remembers every deed, every sacrifice made, and will reward you greatly. He's already rewarding you here and now through His love, peace, and many blessings. But there's so much more ahead for all who love His coming. I love to look forward to the wonderful things that the Lord has in store for us in the life to come. Just think, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. Every Christian is called to be a witness and to reflect God's love to others. He has commissioned us to reach others and be a part of His mission. When Jesus appeared to His disciples after His resurrection, He said to them, "As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." We can be a witness for Him wherever we are, whether in a Western country or Africa or China or any other mission field. The Lord has called each of us to do our part to reach people in our part of the world with His message, which is the family's mission and purpose. The Lord has an individual plan for each of us, and He calls us to serve in different ways, on different fields, in different ministries, and for different purposes. That's why it's so important to seek the Lord and find His will for you at each stage of your life. However, there is one calling that the Lord has for all of us in some form or another, and that is to be His ambassadors. The Bible tells us that in Christ, God was reconciling the world to Himself and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making His appeal through us. You don't have to be a spiritual giant of the faith or have a lot of gifts and talents to be a witness for Jesus. The only talent you need to have is availability, to make yourself fully available to the Lord. Always remember that you have a wealth of spiritual riches that millions of people in the world desperately need, even if they don't realize it. It helps to strengthen your convictions about being a witness when you keep the Lord's plan for you at the forefront, which is for us to give our heart and time to love Him and to share His love with others. This will help us to be single-minded and to not allow the preoccupations and tribulations of everyday life to overshadow our commitments to Him. It is helpful to periodically pause and ask ourselves, "What have I done with my life today? What did I do today to further the kingdom of God?" There are always days when we could have done better, we could have loved more, we could have followed the Lord closer, we could have witnessed more. So we shouldn't feel like we're washed up failures when we sometimes fall short of our goals or we feel that we aren't accomplishing enough for the Lord. Instead, we should strive to earnestly seek the Lord for His guidance, spend time with Him, tank up on His word, and follow it the best we can. We all know that serving Jesus has its hardships and that it's not always easy. It's a rough and rugged road sometimes, and the climb up the mountain of God's will isn't always easy going. But we experience so many benefits in our everyday lives. Of course, there are the more obvious ones, such as knowing that we are His child and will live with Him forever, and the rewards that He has promised to all who are faithful to Him, as well as the joy and contentment that He rewards us with here on earth. Jesus promised that everyone who has forsaken anything for His sake and for the good news will receive 100-fold in this life, and in the world to come, eternal life. Without question, As a follower of Jesus, we will face difficulties and hardships, and the road the Lord takes us along is not always easy. But each obstacle has a purpose and is designed to make us stronger and to draw us closer to Him. And in the process, we often experience His love and presence in our lives in greater measure. The Bible says, "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory." The Lord is so good to us, isn't He? Just like a father with his children, He takes us where we're at and doesn't place greater burdens or expectations on us than we are able to bear. Though you may feel weak or feel that you're not accomplishing that much, just the fact that you're continuing on day by day, being faithful to the Lord, loving Him, and doing the best you can to follow Him is a great accomplishment in His sight. Your determination to share the Lord's love and His message of salvation and faith with others is great in His sight. Even if you don't feel like you're having that great of an effect, you're still fulfilling the Lord's calling. Who knows what effect you're having that you don't even see? Our witness often goes much further than we realize, and the secondary effects can be more far-reaching than the first-hand contact we have with those we witness to. Only when we get to heaven will we understand the full impact that our witness had on each individual who we ministered to, and the lives that they in turn affected as a result of our witness. What may seem like small witnessing opportunities to us may be very important in the Lord's eyes and may have a far-reaching effect. Lord, help us to be faithful in seizing every chance that He gives us to show His love to others and not minimize or neglect these opportunities. It's quite awesome when you think of the commission that the Lord has entrusted us with to be the carriers of His love and truth and message of salvation to the world. He has chosen you to be His hands and His feet, His face to the world. He has chosen you to represent Him to others, to be a tangible manifestation of His love for them through your words, your prayers, and your deeds. What a privilege. What an honor. Every single person in the world needs to see Jesus in you. If they're not saved, they need your witness and manifestation of Jesus' love to help them believe. And if they're already saved, they need your encouragement to help them to grow in their faith and to in turn touch others with the Lord's love. So let us lay aside every weight and sin and run with endurance the race that is set before us. And let's continue to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, keep up the good fight of faith, keep loving Him and others, and take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.